Nearly 50 superintendents in the Houston area sent a letter to Texas Commissioner of Education Mike Morath complaining about multiple problems with the STAR standardized test. Districts in the San Antonio area have also complained. Over 14,000 students who took the test online in March encountered problems, including answers not being saved, tests being scored inaccurately, tests not being delivered, and test results being sent to the wrong school. A total of 2.3 million students took the test during that period. The STAR test was administered for the first time by a new vendor, Educational Testing Service, or ETS. Debbie Radcliffe is Director of Media Relations for the Texas Education Agency. She says that the level of service has been unacceptable and that testing is already stressful for students and teachers without these added problems.
The commissioner said publicly during an April State Board of Education meeting that if these problems aren't corrected with this later spring testing, that he'll consider taking action against ETS up to and possibly including rebidding the contract.
STAR results impact teacher assessments. Fifth and eighth graders must pass certain portions of the test to move on a grade. Radcliffe says those school children affected by the online test glitches will not be held back a grade. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.